David A. Bednar said, ordinary people who faithfully, diligently, and consistently do simple things that are right will bring forth extraordinary results. Grand Rising Freedom Crusaders, this is April 28, 2026. Welcome to the Grow Rich Mastermind. We're a community of practitioners. We are people who read about principles and live them. People who don't just nod at ideas, we act on them. That's what makes this place different. The books we read are not just history or concepts. We read them like a blueprint, and we're here to create. So today, our creative host is Mike Hobbs. Mike Hobbs is a military vet turned expert internet marketer. He's built three separate million-dollar businesses online and co-founded a company that paid out over $7 million in commissions. And rising, right? He's one of the world's most well-known and respected home business entrepreneurs and has a heart for the people. He lives in sunny southern Utah with his wife, Christy, and their six children. He loves to share his knowledge of innovative marketing strategy and principle-centered leadership with Grow Rich family. And my friends, I can't wait to hear what he has to say. I'm guessing you're on the edge of your seat, leaning in. Let me hear your name and where you're dialing in from. Everybody say hi as I unmute the line.
Kat,
all right, Kat. Hey, Paul. Good to hear you both.
Hey, Kat. 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 Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Hey,
Kat.
Hey,
Kat. Hey,
Kat. Hey,
Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hey,
Kat.
Hey,
Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey,
Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey,
Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey,
Kat.
Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hey,
Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hey,
Kat.
Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat. Hey, Kat.
Hey, Laurie Sue's on the ones and twos, the L, the O, the R, the I.
I love it.
Laurie Sue, hey, bringing freedom to you, the L, the O, the R, the I.
I have a shout out for everyone on the call. Who else is out there? Let's hear your name so we can write a little ditty. All right, Donna. Good to hear
hey,
you.
What's up, Donna?
Welcome to the party.
And your meowing cats.
Hey, Donna.
The B, the O, the N, N, A.
There we go.
Do it.
Read it to us, Mama Jody in Dallas.
One.
Hey,
everything
is
coming clear.
Hey, Mama Jody.
Hi, everybody. All right, Evan, good to hear your voice. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
Mama Jody. Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Arnita in Columbus, Ohio.
Good morning, Arnita.
What's up, Arnita?
Ohio's represented. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Awesome. Who else is out there? Where are you calling from?
Lovely morning it is.
Oh,
yeah. Right.
Mike about to tear up the mic.
Yeah.
Mike Hobbs, here comes the butter.
Drop the mic.
Oh, yeah.
Mike,
drop the mic.
Do a little freedom ditty. Let's go.
F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Woo! Let's go, Mike.
And this is not AI. This is Mike Hobbs.
Oh, there's Mike. Yes. M-I-K-E.
Mike. Mike.
We are so ready for you.
Hello?
Drama.
You get a grill. You get a grill. Everybody get a grill. Include Mike Hobbs.
Everybody get a grill.
Good morning, Mr. Hobbs.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to another Mastermind. It's another great day to be alive. A terrific Tuesday. I think it's almost the end of April already. So that's crazy. Time is flying. But thank you for being here. Thank you for being alive. Thank you for dialing in and being the one of the, I guess, the crazy ones that is willing to wake up this early, get up and learn some cool principles. And that's one of the things that we wanted to do every single week and every single day, Monday through Friday, was learn principles of success. People like from Napoleon Hill, Wallace Wattles, a couple other authors that we kind of cycle through on this call, and actually learn these principles, not just read them. One thing that, you know, if that I've learned over the years is, you know, there's one thing about reading, you know, and then there's something about actually learning it. And I really feel like if you go through the material multiple times, you know, you're going to get the most out of it. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard, but it's like we only retain, I think it was something like, I don't know exactly where I heard this, but like 10% of what we actually read or something. It might even be less. And I believe it because it seems like every time we go through some more material or something that's new on the call, it surprises me. I was like, wow, I didn't never really notice that. And that's another reason. You know, that's why we go through it over and over and over, so that we get the material, we actually internalize it. And even to this day, you know, I've looked at these, you know, studied these principles with this mastermind probably since 2011 is when I first started dialing in. And you know, I look back at that, I'm like, man, that's 15 years of dialing in and being a part of something amazing. So that's stuff that we're here to do. We're here to learn the principles. We're here to study these principles, internalize them, and make sure that we are all growing every single day. So our vision here is freedom through principle-centered leadership. And yeah, I'm excited this morning. So one thing we like to do just to kind of kick things off is unmute the lines and just see if everybody is excited and ready to rock on this terrific Tuesday, April 28th. And if you are, go ahead and let me know in the lines are right.
Oh yeah, okay, fight it up,
rock and roll.
Freedom.
We're excited to learn. We're gonna grow hard or go home.
I'm
out.
Yes.
You say grow hard and grow home or something? Or did I miss that? Yeah, so that was awesome. Thank you for being so excited and being here. So with that, we like to just do a couple announcements, things to let you know about as we're going through our content today. So the first announcement is, let me actually grab it real quick. Yeah, so our book of the month is, we're still in the Book of Elon by Eric Jorgensen. This is something that we recommend everybody study from. And I was actually thinking about that recently. You know, the whole work of Napoleon Hill and everything that we ever do on this call is, if you really think about Think and Grow Rich, what was it about? It was literally taking, you know, the minds of, I don't remember how many, but probably around 500 of the top wealthiest people on the planet and reverse engineering what they did and how they thought and how they did things, you know. And that is where, when I think of the Book of Elon, I was like, wow, he would have been one of those people. Obviously, he probably would have been like the top, you know, I don't know what the equivalent wealth is, you know, compared to like some of those older wealthy people, or, you know, in today's dollars, like who would actually win, you know, in terms of wealth. But I know he would be probably number one or close to it, you know, even back then. So that's what's cool, is if you think about it, Elon would have been part of Think and Grow Rich and his thought process and how he does things. And yeah, so if we're going to study like a modern day Think and Grow Rich person, you know, I think of that. So I just think something to think about, you know, how can we continue, I guess you can say, continue the study of Napoleon Hill, is to continue to study wealthy people today, in today's world. And, you know, maybe there's a new principle that pops up. sometimes they're hidden, kind of like Think and Grow Rich, that he likes to hide it inside the words, right? He doesn't just flat out give it to you. But yeah, maybe there's more. Maybe there's more hidden principles you can learn from other wealthy people that are alive today. And so when we talk about this book of the month, I thought about that one, this one today. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool that we're literally in a position to learn from, you know, one of the wealthiest people of all time. So that is the book of the month. We have Enemy of Characters, Indecision. So these are just things that we're trying to eliminate from our character. And let's see, what else do we got? I think that's about it. One last thing before we bring someone out to read The Major Definite Purpose is, if you're new to the call, you know, we do open this up and allow people to invite guests to the call. And if you are a guest, we have something called the Mastermind Collection that has all the books that we read, all the material that we study, has a community to plug into, has a whole bunch of cool free resources for you at your fingertips. And so if you are, if you want to grab that and you want to start participating in this mastermind at the fullest level, go ahead and get back to whoever invited you here on the call and grab that mastermind collection. And so with that, can I get someone to read The Major Different Purpose? Star 6, come on out. I'd appreciate it, please. Who's going to be a brave soul today? Going to publicly tell us our The Major Different Purpose self-confidence
Mark
formula.
Smith here.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
My Major Definite Purpose, by the 30th day of June 2026, I will have in my possession $4,500, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of Freedom Crusader. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch with my hands. It's now waiting transferred to me at the time in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I am following that plan as it is received. Self-confidence formula. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent, continuous action towards this attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action, gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of auto-suggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to demanding of myself the development of even more self-confidence. Fourth, I've clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop endeavoring until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for entertainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no other position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage only in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. I'll succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity because I know that a negative attitude towards others can never bring me success. I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, repeat it aloud at least once a day with full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. Back to you, Mike.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you for doing that. And let's go ahead and give Mark a shout-out into the line and let him know how much we believe in him. All right.
Thank you, Mark.
I love it. You guys are awesome and amazing. Thank you so much for being excited and being alive and being here in this morning. So I guess we'll get into some content. And, yeah, just I guess one thing that was kind of on my mind, you know, last night I was able to do a, you know, kind of a presentation to a group of people. And it was kind of cool as I was preparing for this. I was just thinking about, you know, like I was building, and it was kind of interesting because like when I was building out the presentation, I was getting it ready. I was thinking back at some of the things that happened to me, you know, as I was building a business from home. And one thing that I was reflecting on was just how the odds were stacked against me. It's like if the odds are ever in your favor, that was not me, you know, introverted, failing high school, had to do an extra year of college or extra year of high school, and then military paying for my college. So I tried to go to college multiple times and didn't read the fine print and ended up, and I was told a story that, you know, like, I paid for, you know, six different semesters of college. And, you know, semester's not cheap. So the military paid for it, you know, six different semesters of college. And then one day I remember seeing my paycheck and it was lower than I thought it was going to be. Like, why is my paycheck lower? And all of a sudden, it said like something about the government. It's like, why is the government seizing some of my check and garnishing my wages? And so I dug deep into it, and then sure enough, in the fine print, it said I had to maintain like a C grade in all of my classes in order to keep the money that the military paid me. Otherwise, they take it back, and they are serious about taking back their money because I had no choice. And you know, I've never heard of a bank doing something like that. You know, maybe it happens, like if you default on it or something. But yeah, the government, they're serious. They don't even tell you; they're just here taking it. So one thing I said was. That's, I basically paid for college and got nothing out of it. So literally nothing. You know, sometimes you hear stories, like I heard Paul, you know, he spent $40,000. I think he spent more than me, obviously. But he spent $40,000 on college, but then got the degree at least. And I'm like, wow, I spent money on college and got nothing. But it's all good. You know, one thing that I've learned, you know, because we have the like, if the odds are stacked against you, you can still make it. You know, I was just thinking about, like, what were some of the principles that I followed during all this? You know, one of the things was confidence. You know, even though I was an introvert and I was told that I could do videos and make money on the internet, I didn't believe in myself at first. And then I met a mentor of mine named Mark. And for whatever reason, I snapped out of it at that point. I snapped out of it and realized, wow, there's other people out there that are like me, that are making it happen. And there's people out there that had it worse than the way that I had it. You know, like, I hear these stories all the time. You know, there's tons of stories of people who have come from nothing and had success. And that's kind of what I was getting at is, even if you think, you know, the odds are stacked against you and you're not going to make it, you know, or it's not going to work for you, I could tell you right now, one thing that you have going is you have the choice of being persistent and sticking it through no matter what. It's kind of sad, actually. There's too many people that quit too early. Like, there was so many times, like, in my mind, the logical person would have quit. Like, I just think back at the first time I got online, the first program I joined, it was a $3,000 buy-in. So here I am in 2008. I just had quit my job to go full-time in home business. And what was crazy is in 2007, I was doing an offline network marketing deal. And I started making a little bit of money. And then I started, I got into some investments and stuff that I thought was making me like $8,000 a month or something. I was like making good money. And so here I am, I quit my job because of it. And I'm like, yes, we're gonna make it from home. And then all of a sudden, like, the investments went belly up. The company started taking, like, they took my uplines downline from them. when she ranked up, it was like a breakaway system or something. Like, all these things just started happening, like, one after the other, right after I quit my job, that led me to basically jobless and no money and $100,000 in debt, you know, because I was just like spending money left after right, just swiping the credit card. And unfortunately for me, I was a studier of Robert Kiyosaki. And so I was able to get my credit up really amazing and get approved for like $20,000 cards. I even had a $70,000 home equity line of credit, like a credit card on my house. And I just kept on swiping that thing till it was maxed out. You know, didn't even care what I was doing. Just, $3,000 course. Okay, here we go. This little marketing tool. Okay, let's do it. And until one day I go to swipe the card and it's declined. And that happened to me. And again, I just thought, wow, I've actually got to make it work now. I've got to turn myself around. So I know and I understand what you guys are going through. If you are going through it, if you're having a hard time, just know that there are people that are worse off than you. And they made it. You know, I was able to go from that to building two separate, you know, million-dollar businesses onto a third, you know, with a company Paul and I released here. And this is what this call is all about. So anyway, I don't want to go too far into it. I just know even if you think the odds are stacked against you, you can still do it no matter what, as long as you follow through, as long as you're still here next year. You know, that's one thing I want you guys to really understand is you need to be here next year. You know, don't just dial in today and call it good. You know, do it every day. Be here next year. And then next year, be there the next year. And just always plug in and always make sure you are the one that's consistent. So anyway, I don't know where that was actually going, but hopefully you got something out of it. So let's get into the important stuff of the call today. That is the reading. So open up Science of Being Rich real quick. And maybe I need a confirmation on which page we're on because the website says 30.
I know. It doesn't tell you, does it? I know. Isn't that scary? I saw that this morning. So I looked through my notes and he finished up page 35.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start at 36. So you must get rid of the thought of competition. You are to create, not to compete for what is already created. You do not have to take anything away from anyone. You do not have to drive sharp bargains. You do not have to cheat or to take advantage. You do not need to let anyone work for you for less than he earns. Now, these are interesting concepts just already right out of the gate. Like the sharp bargain. Like, think about that. You know, are you undercutting everybody? Do you have to do that? You know, so something just to think about, you know. Another one that just stood out to me just now is paying someone less than they earn. So basically underpaying people, you know, for their time. So are you doing that? You don't have to. You do not have to covet the property of others or to look at it with wishful eyes. No one has anything of which you cannot have the like, and that without taking what another has away from him or her. You are to become a creator, not a competitor. You are going to, and I also just want to throw out real quick on that competitor thing. You know, one thing that I really get from this, you know, these lessons here, the creator versus competitor, I don't really think he's talking about competition in the way that we know it, obviously. You guys can let me know what your thoughts are on that. You know, like, for example, like just having a friendly competition to, you know, do something. Like, that's not what he's talking about. He's talking about competitor. He's talking about, like, taking people's business from them. like, just taking it away, you know. Here's this person who's selling a tomato for $10 and you putting, like, right across the street, tomatoes, $3. Like, he's basically saying you're just, like, taking someone's money, you know, from them, taking someone's business from them. You know, so I think he's using competitiveness in a different manner. But you guys let me know what you think on that. But anyway, let's keep going on. You are going to get what you want, but in such a way that when you get it, every other person whom you affect will have more than he has now. And that's one really cool thing about this reading, is basically he's thinking abundantly. I like to call this thinking abundantly. Like there's more than enough to go around. If we thought that we had to take away from other people just to make a dollar, that's the wrong attitude. The right attitude is there's more than enough. So, you know, there, like, we both can be rich. We both can make money. It's not one or the other, or taking away from someone. All right, I am aware that there are those that get a vast amount of money by proceeding in direct opposition to the statements in the paragraph above. And may add a word of explanation here. Individuals of that type who become very rich do so sometimes purely by their extraordinary ability on the plane of competition. And sometimes they unconsciously relate themselves to substance in its great purposes and movements for the general upbuilding through industrial evolution. Rockefeller, Carnegie, Morgan all have the unconscious agents of the supreme in the necessary work of systematizing and organizing a productive industry. And in the end, their work will contribute immensely towards increasing life of all. But their day is nearly over. They have organized production and will soon be succeeded by the agents of the multitude, who will organize the machinery of distribution. They are like the monster reptiles of the prehistoric eras. They play a necessary part in the evolutionary process, but the same power from which proceeded or produced them will dispose of them. And it is well to bear in mind that some of these types have never been really rich. A record of the private lives of some of this class will show that they have really been most abject and wretched. Riches secured on the competitive plane are never satisfactory and permanent. They are yours today and another's tomorrow. Remember, if you are to become rich in a scientific and certain way, you must rise entirely out of the competitive thought. You must never think for the moment that the supply is limited. Just as soon as you begin to think that all the money is being cornered and controlled by others, and that you must exert yourself to get laws passed to stop this process, and so on, in that moment, you drop into the competitive mind, and your power to cause creation is gone for the time being. And what is worse, you will probably arrest the creative moments you have already begun. Know that there are countless millions of dollars worth of gold in the mountains of the earth, not yet to be light. And know that if there were not, more would be created from thinking substance to supply your needs. Know that the money you will need will come, even if it is necessary for 1,000 men to be led to the discovery of new gold mines tomorrow. Never look at the visible supply. Look always at the limitless riches in formless substance. And know that they are coming to you as fast as you can receive and use them. Nobody, by cornering the visible supply, can prevent you from getting what is yours. So never allow yourself to think for an instant that all the best building spots will be taken before you get ready to build your house, unless you hurry. Never worry about the trusses and combines and get anxious for fear. They will soon come to own the whole earth. Never get afraid that you will lose what you want because of some other person beats you to it. That cannot possibly happen. You are not seeking anything that is possessed by anyone else. You are causing what you want to be created from formless substance, and the supply is without limits. Stick to the formulated statement. There is a thinking stuff from which all things are made, and which is in the original state, permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner space of the universe. A thought in this substance produces the thing that is imaged by the thought. A person can form the thing in thought, and by impressing thought upon the formal substance, can cause the thought or the thing thought about to be created. So that's the end of the chapter. So we will start on chapter 6 tomorrow on page 40. So thank you for getting through the reading here. Yeah, there's a lot of cool concepts in this chapter that we read just now. One thing that just stood out just now, it says, know that the money you will need will come, even if it is necessary for 1,000 men to be led to the discovery of new gold mines tomorrow. So I want to point that out. That stuck out to me today. New gold mines tomorrow. So think about it. Is there really a lot of people mining gold right now and silver? You know, I'm sure there's someone, but you don't hear about it like you did back in the day. But I kind of look at this like a metaphor in a way. It's like, well, people stopped, you know, mining for silver and gold because it wasn't as profitable as it was back then, you know. But what happened? New gold mines were created. Think about like things like crypto that came out, and think of like, investments like stock market stuff, or, you know what I mean? Like there's like things that just like all of a sudden were created, you know, when that industry went away, or people stopped mining, or something stopped happening, or they stopped finding gold, they found gold somewhere else. Interesting, isn't it? So, you know, this could be a metaphor. It's not just literal. You know, it's not really necessarily talking literally gold mines. It's like there's other gold mines that just come and create itself when those dry up. So anyway, this is something interesting to think about that just popped in my brain. So anyway, let's go ahead and get into the mastermind. Remember, this is not a company-specific call, so please don't mention company names, system names, leader names, unless they're part of our community. Brevity and relevance always appreciated, and I'll put in the right. Okay, star six, come on out. Thoughts, feelings, contributions are welcome. The time is yours.
What's up, Mikey Mike?
What's up, Paul?
Hey, brother. Good to hear you. Thank you so much. You're doing double duty, man. Did the webinar last night and hosting the call this morning. Thank you for all your service. Just feeling some extra gratitude for you and all the work that you put in. It's a lot of work to prepare slides and deliver a presentation and prepare a bonus, and then you also do the recording, the editing, the posting, and just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for being who you are. And the thought that I had that's related to some of what we covered today is the whole you can be competitive or creative. And specifically, I was thinking about marketing and how this might apply to marketing. So competitive style, and when I say this, I'm not meaning to say this is bad either, because I think there's different forms of competition, and Wallace Waddles is talking about one where you just really try to beat others down, and we mm-hmm. never want to do that. But in marketing with competition, there's...
Oh, dear. Okay, how cool. does that happen?
So, who's next? Come on out. Star 6. Who's got our next stop for the day?
I'll just jump out and say how amazing it is to think about the ideas that he's talking about as far as new things coming to be. Maybe 5 years ago. I just remember my kids really liked, when they were little, they really liked snakes. And so, but just recently, a friend that we called him the snake sneaker, because he would take us out into the hills and he could find snakes like every 3 feet, all different kinds. Anyway, we found out that he just recently discovered a brand new racer. They're the really fast, smaller snakes, just in Ellensburg, just in a place in Washington up in the hills, and got to name it. And it was a bright orange snake with a purple belly. And it just, you know, when I read this, I think, oh, wow, it's really true. There are new things all the time. There's probably... maybe even something even more precious or more more than gold, maybe, that we just haven't even found yet, kind of thing. Like, these things just come. And that my mind just is kind of blown away, and I can just keep thinking on that, like animals and different weather ideas and different technology, maybe even different materials that we can use for clothes. I heard about a clothing that changed colors that somebody's making, so you might be able to wear the same outfit several times and it'll look different, you know, to try to get rid of all the landfill of clothing, you know. But I mean, like, it's just amazing to me. And I love that when we come together and we read these things, it just opens our own minds to see those things, to maybe even create and imagine things that couldn't be imagined before here, before being with everybody. So I appreciate that. And just the feelings, the positive feelings even, that we can create or that are created here. So thank you, Mike. Thanks for the presentation last night. Fabulous. Thank you for all you do. So back to you.
Thank you, Laura Sue. Appreciate you and all you do. Right.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Who's next? Come on out.
Hey, Wanda from Rhode Island.
Wanda.
Good morning, family. Great call this morning, Mike, and great training last night. I was thinking about, you know, the vision for, you know, us and our future. And I love that all we see is possibilities. You know, before this call, you know, I wasn't the kind of person that I looked for solutions. But now, every time I have a problem, I know there's a solution. You know, our higher power, our source, is always leading us. And I really believe he knows every hair on our head, every thought we were ever going to think, every action we were going to take. And he knows the vision that we have for our life. And I really believe that without our higher spirit, our higher power or community to support us,
that we'll never achieve those things. You know, together we can accomplish so much more, and that's what I love about this group, and I love about this community. And then last night I was thinking about when people say, well, I can't afford that. Listen, if you can't afford $10, right, to get your life on track, your habits, your reading, your vision, your goals, help your family, I can't help you. And that's what I tell people. And someone said to me, well, I can't afford it. You can't afford it. Listen, you know what? You give up 2 coffees a week, and you can be on track for a whole month. So we can all afford anything that we want if we want it bad enough. So remember that. So put your goals, you know, your goals in front of you. Stay focused. Put blinders on, your head down, and just get to work. Because you know what? We have a mission here, and together we are going to change the world. So I love you guys. I appreciate you, and I love this training. As always, do something good for somebody else in the space and knowing they can't repay you. I love you, family.
Thank you, Wanda. Appreciate you. Right. Who's next? Come on up. Star 6 to unmute.
Mike.
Yes.
You want to know something interesting that has nothing to do with mindset?
What's that?
This morning, I'm working out. This morning I did a search for a YouTube video because I'm in the gym and I wanted to learn how to do better squats. So I looked up something about how deep should you go on squats or something like that. And I had to scroll down to find one long form video. What all of the other videos, even in the search results on YouTube were short form videos. And I thought that was interesting. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So, yeah. Short form seems to be a good thing, even on search, which it didn't used to be that way, right? Like it didn't used to be that short form was dominating search.
Yeah, that's true. I see that too. And I guess the one downside to that is sometimes I don't like watching shorts on stuff I'm looking for because it's like not enough.
It's the same, yeah, same with me. That it was kind of annoying, but from a marketing standpoint, I was like, oh, maybe I should do some more short form videos.
That's true, because they are ranking for sure. And also what's cool about that is, like in a tool that I'm using, like one of the optimization, or maybe it's not the optimization app, but basically it'll take a video of yours and say, hey, we can cut this into 5 clips. And then what's cool is it'll cut it into clips and link it to the long form video, like right on the short. Like that's one thing is like short form videos, you can't link in the descriptions anymore. Like the links are not hyperlinked. So the only link you can have in a short form video is to another video. So technically, your shorts can drive traffic to a long video. So something interesting that I found out.
Yeah, I like it. That's awesome.
So, you know, it might be a good strategy to, you know, create a video and then, you know, 5 short videos pointing to it.
Yeah, with 5 different angles on the short form so that
they're all showing up a little differently in search, but all pointing back to your long video.
Exactly.
Well, Grow Rich family, if you guys don't talk, you never know what Mike and I are going to get into. We're not going to waste
Donna
the time,
here.
That's for sure.
Anna. Hello, can you hear me? Yes, okay. Speaking on what Paul was talking about the short film videos, I think it's kind of comical because I like to listen to the longer form while I'm doing other stuff, you know, like while I'm making my hair and skincare products and stuff like that. I'll just put a podcast on and listen to it. But it goes to show you that the short form shows the mentality, I guess, of people today. They have the attention span of a goldfish. You know, if it takes them more than a couple seconds to watch something or a couple minutes, they, oh, no, I don't have the time. But they have time. They have like 2 hours to sit and doom scroll through 50 videos. But they don't have time to watch a longer than a 10-minute video. So it's kind of funny. But also on those exercise videos like what Paul was referring to, I've looked at some of them, and they always do it at double the speed of what I'm going to be doing, what you would be doing it at, and they do it really fast. And then I'm like, I can't keep up with that. And so I'm like, and then I have to watch the same short like several times. They'll put like 5 workouts or a little thing, you know, different sets of workout or whatever in a video, and then I have to watch the video about 8 times just to get each exercise in. So it's really not productive for me to do that, and so it is hard to not hard. It's like I have to go, how can I like Paul's looking at, how can I monetize this, which is what we all want to do, is be able to monetize the flow of what's going on in the world. But I just think it's funny how in this microwave society, you know, a lot of us get impatient waiting for our coffee to heat up in the microwave for 30 seconds. We don't even want to wait for that. So we've turned into a very short attention span theater population these days. So anyway, that's my 2 cents worth. I don't know how that contributes, but that's my thought. So anyway, thanks for hosting my.
Someone asked Elon Musk what was the worst modern invention that was not good for society, and he said short form video. That was his answer. So.
Yeah. If they would make the videos where they would flip automatically, like where I don't have to sit and flip them by hand, I would listen to short form videos all day and if they would just keep flipping. But, you know, I have to stop what I'm doing and flip the next video. You know, I don't have time. So anyway, it doesn't work for me. I like the long form ones, like watching.
It's like a slot machine for your brain. It's so addictive.
This is Lori Sue. You guys got me thinking. You know, I think that the shorts are so popular because the younger generation, it seems to me, they use them to find the longer ones. Like Mike was saying, I love how you can connect it and have them click through that short term to find out where the, you know, like it what it does is it sorts things for them to figure out who they do want to listen to. Because one of the things I read was that that there is a larger amount of people. There's, you know, people watch shorts and that's a high number, but there's an even larger amount that will watch one that's like 4 or 5 hours. If it's somebody they really like, they'll focus on that and they'll be loyal and follow that one person, and it could be 4 or 5 hours. So I guess that's the thing. I was just thinking about, well, there's a good side to this as well, right? I hope so. As long as you're not getting, you know, stuck in it and waking up 4 hours later to just your hand scrolling, right?
Right. Yeah, I'm actually, it's kind of cool to just observe what's going on. And I guess one thing just to really think about is, as a marketer, you got to pay attention to these things because, yeah, if we notice like a bunch of shorts are ranking, well, then we should probably be the ones that are ranking. Even if we don't, yeah. And I was even thinking about that one day. It's like, even if we don't really consume shorts ourselves, there must be someone who is, because otherwise it wouldn't be dominating. You know?
So here's what it, the AI says. AI says shorts generate more raw views, reach, and daily engagement, but long-form content dominates in total watch time, deeper engagement, and viewer loyalty. So both matter, it sounds like. We got that not or, either or. Maybe it's the both again.
Yes. Yeah, when I was analyzing my channel, only 8 shorts made the cut. So the rest of them I unlisted. So I have to be a little bit more smarter about my content that I do. But anyway. Great topic. Who was coming up? Did I hear someone? Or is that just me going crazy? I'm sorry about the beeping earlier.
everybody
when I dropped my kids off. Yeah, can I hear you?
Can everybody... Hey, where is everybody?
Where are you? Who are you? Is that Gail?
Donna, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking, where is everybody? We must have gone to sleep. Did we put them to sleep? Maybe we need to start doing Dougie dance lessons.
Yeah, I'm going to clear the lines for a second. Are you out there?
Cool.
I just thought for a minute, maybe I muted everybody like solid.
Cool. All right. Well, we got a couple minutes left. Anyone else want to pop out?
One, one, one.
Greet of joy.
Hey, Mike. Hi, family. Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed your presentation last night, and you and Paul and the service that y'all provide this community just reminds me that, let me help Mama get in her chair. Go ahead, Mom. And reminds me kind of the direction of our society really for years is that, you know, things keep getting easier and easier, and I guess that's a good thing because we're all co-creating it, and you don't really have any more excuses. I know Paul after one call, he said, "Rita Joy, you just have to punch one button. It just keeps getting easier and easier." And so it's exciting for those of us who don't really, how do I want to put it, just feel confident when it comes to delving in deep to the technical side of things. And so if it's all done for you and really, you know, made simple, it's a blessing. And I just want to appreciate that. And then I wanted to shout out Christian Craig. I don't know if he's on today. I think I heard him in the beginning, but just a surge of prayers for him. Tomorrow morning he's back in court with his brother, of all things, his brother against him, and so in court. So just send him some love and prayers, because we all know who he is. They might not know who he is, but we know who he is. And so just prayers for him. And then we have an exciting story to tell y'all. I don't think I have time to get into it right now, but it has to do with what Ashley talked about last week about being prepared and being ready, because you never know when you might get that lead or you might get that connection that could really take you to a whole nother level if you're ready. So it's a reminder to me to keep preparing, you know, what is that, luck plus preparation, anyway, is the key. Thank you for letting me share. I love you, Mike. I hope there's time for one more person to come out. Thank you for everything, and love you, family. Bye.
Thank you, Rita Joy. Appreciate you. Okay, 1 minute. Anyone else? right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up then. Thank you all for showing up and being another great mastermind to learn and grow. And appreciate everyone who pops onto this every single day and contributes and comes out. And I encourage you guys to show up all week. So we're here all every morning, same time, same place. And with that, I'm going to unmute the lines one last time. And you guys make it a great day. And bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Mike. Bye-bye. Thank you, Orson. Thank you, Rita Joy. Thank you,
Donna.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. Great job. Awesome, awesome.
Bye, everybody. Love you.
R-E-E-D-O. Thanks, Mike. Great job.
It takes faith to make your dreams come true. Life has something special right here for you. Everything has a season, a reason to grow. So don't be discouraged by your obstacles. Never give up. No right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Things will always come to get us down, and it only gets worse when we start to frown. Let's keep hope alive in our hearts. Smile with gratitude, that's when the magic starts. Never give up. You're right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. Never give up. You're right to be happy. Never give up. It's your life for eternity. Even if you are mistreated, stand your ground right where you are. Don't give up on your dreams, no matter how hard it seems. Move forward and follow your heart. Follow your heart. Never give up. You're right to be happy. Never give up. Be all you are meant to be. I'll never give up my right to be happy. I'll never give up. It's my life for eternity. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up.